Now gold is up $30. Price of oil is also up. It is over $80 a barrel again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on August the 10th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live, and we're chatting at KCNR1460.com.
Here we are.
Yeah, hey, and good morning, Sun Gold, first one into the chat room there, and, you know, of course, we're always joined by Bad Bob.
Greetings, good morning.
So, Bad Bob, are you feeling, you're looking better this morning. You don't look quite as like, rolled in the dirt and put away, you know, messy.
Got a full night's sleep, and I actually have my computer glasses this morning. One of those age things, you know. Like yesterday, I couldn't hardly see the screen, so today I can actually
find
things.
I didn't know computers needed glasses.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
They okay. don't, but I dun, do, yes.
But speaking of someone who doesn't need glasses to look great.
Well, good morning.
And it's easy on the eyes.
Well, Linda. Thank God I have my eyes. So many things have happened. You know, I talked with some of my friends yesterday. We were listening, and they said, God, you sound down. And, you know, truthfully, I have been. You know, but I feel like today is, you know, I guess every now and then one has to go through a funk. And, you know, I talked with a lot of my friends. It's very interesting. Again, I think even on my show Thursday night, it's a process. You know, I've got a friend in Greece, one of my best girlfriends is in L.A., you know, things that are happening with financial institutions. It's just about trying to take what's going on in life and the world in our events and trying to...
Let it roll off your back?
It's not even that. We have to reshift. I mean, again, yesterday we had a phone call. We talked about redistricting. Okay, yeah. That's the kind of thing. It's like, well, wait. I mean, it's not like just one thing has been changing. It's a multitude. It's like a big ball of like, see if you can handle this.
Yeah, but then you got to take a look at it too in a positive sense. All right, the stock market tanks, loses everything from 2011. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but it came back yesterday, 400 points.
I spend the mornings listening to BBC. I was listening about the unrest throughout England.
No, those are riots. Heavy. There's a difference between unrest and riots. Right. And we're going to talk about the riots. But essentially, it started over a shooting of a man on August 6th. And since then, it has become a free-for-all where people are looting and getting drunk. And now what you're starting to see is the population starting to stand up and say, we're taking our neighborhoods back. So, you know, this could get really bigger.
And meanwhile, we can enjoy art and culture. We'll talk a little bit about that. Speaking
of
culture.
All of that
yes,
in there.
We're going to get that in because, you know, that's part of being rounded. Do you know where the Smithsonian, would you know where it was named from or after?
Mr. Smith.
Really?
I know. Smithsonian.
Is that what you think? Okay. Well,
you know, when you look at me like that, you sound just like your brother. Is that really what you think?
The famous Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. was established on this day in 1846 by the United States Congress as an institute of learning. As Englishman James Smithson made it possible to create the institute with his generous monetary gift of $500,000. hence the name Smithsonian. Of course, the Smithsonian Institute supports a wide variety of research projects and publications. It also houses the National Museum of National History, Technology, Art, and History. One of the most popular is the National Air Museum, which contains the Wright Brothers' original biplane and Charles Lindbergh's plane, The Spirit of St. Louis. Now, we love...
You've seen all those, yeah.
Yes, we love that. Also, they'll find everything all the way up to Archie Bunker's chair.
And Harry Winkler's Fonzie's jacket. But the
I like seeing the Hope Diamond, and I also like seeing Dorothy's shoes. But at this point, let's go to Jeff Kidd, Wells Fargo Market Minute. What is going on with the market today?
Hey, good morning. The Dow and NASDAQ are sharply lower in early trading as the market reconsiders yesterday's rally. The Fed got some of the credit for Tuesday's gains after saying it is prepared to use a range of policy tools to bolster the economy, possibly setting the stage for a third round of quantitative easing. Currently, the Dow Jones is down 384 points at 10,853. The S&P 500 is down 37 at 1,135. And the NASDAQ is off 80 at 2,402. Some of the day's biggest movers, the AT&T is down 48 cents at 28.37. Bank of America is down 62 cents at 6.97. And locally, Walmart is down $1.17 at 49.29. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note is yielding 2.17%. For commodities, gold is higher $28 at $1,772 per ounce. Silver is up 73 cents at $38.41 per ounce. And crude oil is up 93 cents at $80.20 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. You know what? We talked to some people last night, somebody that's in investments. I mean, this is what he does. And he said, yeah, you know, he said that he said the market really dropped, you know, and he said he talked to a lot of people. He said right now, however, you can look at stocks as really some real solid ones that are out there that you can get now. If you buy now, that your return rate on them is going to be better. And the fact is that if you remember 2008, we went through all this. And where the stock market was crashing, and yet we have gone up another 3,000 points on the stock market. So what I'm saying is don't lose faith in this country and the fact that we are still moving ahead. It's tough right now, but things can get better if there is the leadership that is required to move us forward, and that's a big thing.
You know, I always feel like, we got to take a break, but I'd really like to get your way, how you guys feel about this. I guess I've always thought that if you play the market, that's what you're doing, is you're playing the market. To think that it's secure is, you may get lucky, you may double, you may go up some. You know, I know that I have had like $1,200 that I just sit there in a thing. And it used to be 2,200, and then we had the big stuff. So it's just been maybe 12, 15, 16. I don't touch it. I haven't touched it in 10 years. And so I look at that, and I wonder if people are really playing the stocks, and like you said, they're savvy with their portfolio, and they're playing the market, then it is something that you can't count on it.
Well, the market, on if you look at it as an average over 20 years, it's made a lot of money.
Let's take a break and talk about that when we come back. KCNR 1460.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460 here. We are so happy that you are with us this morning. Yay.
In the full chat room.
It's going to be 98 today. That's all right.
It was 100 yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what it is. Maybe I think it's August, and where's that triple digit figure we haven't seen? So, you know, anything under the triple digits, fine. So 98, low tonight of 64. We had a really nice evening last night around 7:30. It just is fabulous out, you know. Hot Thursday as well, 97. And Thursday night will be a low of 63. It looks like throughout the week, if I look up to Sunday, we have in the high 90s. Sunday's cooling down to about a 93. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't miss this weekend. I just got another email. Someone's going to be celebrating their anniversary out there. And make sure that you request the music room, because I'm not really sure if they're going to have myself and the trio on the deck or inside the music room, which would be the wine room.
Belinda will be there with her favorite trio.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about, you know, yesterday we talked to Jim Nielsen for a little bit, and just, you know, on redistricting here. The fact is that the redistricting stands the way it is, and both Nielsen and the MOFA will be out of our area. And, you know, so when, you know, and there's probably, you know, there's people saying, hey, let's, you know, they're trying to fight it. I'm not sure if that's going to happen. I'm not sure if, you know, if lawsuits or whatever. But if it does take effect, it takes effect in January. So we are already setting up interviews right now with Logue and Gaines. In fact, Gaines will be on in a couple of weeks. Talk to him and start finding out who our new representatives might be. But the redistricting the redistricting also redistrict.
This is funny.
This is a mountain.
This is a whopper. You guys might think, all the legalities with everything, the pushing of the papers around on. Can you hear it? Like the pushing of the papers around on the
okay,
on the desk. No, what I'm talking about is as people are trying to redistrict and get things, guess what happened? California's new redistricting commission has been moving the lines of 177 districts, but who knew it could move a mountain? And the state's tallest mountain at that. The online political maps devised by the California Citizens Redistricting Commission place Mount Whitney right in the middle of Yosemite Valley and Yosemite National Park, about 125 miles northwest of its true location.
Well, you know what? We're getting ready to go to Yosemite. I can't wait to see Mount Whitney.
Boy, I'll tell you what. That's like
in the middle
that's
of
a
Yosemite.
Genie blink. Click. Oh.
Okay.
So the commission relied on a commonly used Google mapping service to supply background information such as roads and cities, and the mistake is in the Google's data.
Aw, I can't believe that.
The error was brought to the commission's attention in a letter from Linda Green, executive editor of the Visalia Times Delta, and two other California newspapers. See, people, it's important for us to watch, look, and listen.
See, in the computer world, we call that GIGO. Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, well. Well, you know what? This is not garbage. This is Bob on the phone.
This is
Bob, good morning.
Bob, yeah.
Thank you. Good morning.
How are you, Bob?
Hey. Oh, good. About yourself?
You know what? We're in here. It's, you know, a lot of stuff going on. We're trying to keep that positive slant on things. Yeah, we just keep moving forward.
Well, I think another year and a half, things look pretty good.
Could be. I tell you what, I can't believe that anybody would continue to have this administration in the way it's being run right now. But that's, and I don't, you know what, I don't care which side is on, if it was running it like this. I think that, you know, they've got to leave. We need something. We need change.
Yep.
What's on your mind?
Anyway, I just wanted to make a comment about, thank you for making the comment about line drawn in the sand. Because, you know, when I hear that, I mean, it doesn't mean anything to me because it's in the sand and, you know, an hour later it changes. But I hear these politicians saying lines been drawn in the sand.
I know.
What am I missing, you know? I mean, that doesn't mean anything concrete.
I know. That's why, and I think it started with President Bush back in, you know, during Kuwait. So we've drawn a line in the sand here. Well, okay, well, what if Chiraco comes through and the wind blows? I mean, what happens then? I never could quite understand that. You know, a line in the sand means that you can change your position when the wind blows, like, you know, like politicians do. And I say that's wrong. If you're gonna draw a line, then, you know, stand on it.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm glad I'm not the only one that felt that way.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that felt that way.
The sands of time.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob, for your phone call.
Yep. You're welcome. See you later.
Yeah, all right. Bob. Okay. You know what, Bob's been a great a great companion here in the morning. We love that you chat Packers,
you guys,
too.
Angel and Indy
talking
guy
about a wet
and
contest.
Max
Are they still
Sharon,
talking about a
coach?
Did they talk about a wet contest?
John, what?
Yeah, there was some comment made, because you probably can't.
Is this about the wet T-shirt contest?
Yeah, you can't get the visual out of your head, Carl.
I didn't say anything today. I didn't say anything today about it. Are they still going about it?
Hey, I'll tell you, here's
a visual.
Is Coach
Bob still volunteering to pour the water?
Here's a visual. I just got a news release that Merle Haggard and Kris Kristofferson. Now, I've seen Merle twice, and I've seen Kris Kristofferson twice. But together, I bet you that's got to be a heck of a show. Coming to Cascade on September 29th. It's just a new release, you know, all of a sudden, quick show. You know, Merle probably called up Kris, and Kris probably, that's, hey, you know, why we can, let's do it. So probably will be a fabulous show. Tickets are, I don't know when they go on sale. Let's see. They're on sale now. The current, so they're adding all kinds of wonderful things. You know, we're going to take a break here.
Let's get so we can get back on time here. But you know, when we come back, I want to talk about this big cat giveaway that's happening tomorrow at Haven Humane. We're talking 200 cats being given away at Haven Humane, and this is big because it's free, my friends. You've just saved $265.
We'll talk about that right after these messages.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR 1460, 725 in the morning on August the 10th. Carl and the Bot, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're chatting live at KCNR1460.com. And you know what? chat room is rocking today. Yes, and we're going to have Patrick Jones on. We're going to have
Dr. Patricia Hadley just came in the house, and she'll be here in about 5 minutes. Really interesting information and studies that you guys are not going to want to miss on the health scene.
And the questions are already starting to flow here about, you know, Oasis, Costco, you know, all these other things for Patrick Jones to see if we can get something from him on the state of the city. And we're going to be having, a variety of county and city decision makers on here in the next couple of weeks, because there's a lot of things going on here. Now, you want a cat? You want a kitty? Haven Humane is going to give away 190 cats and kittens to good homes, and they're going to waive all fees. That's right. They're going to waive all fees. And that fee is approximately $260. The entire package, that's going to be a spayed or neutered, of course, vaccinated, and have an embedded microchip. Each will also have a 30-day health insurance plan. That entire package comes up to about $260 per cat.
So let's talk about what day that is, how it happens, where is that, when is that
it's
again?
It's going to be Thursday at Haven Humane.
Tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. It's going to go from, I think, 11 to 5. There, and it's going to be just come down, and it starts at 11 a.m. to 4:30 at the shelter on East Side Road South, East Side Road South of Reading, and it's going to be free, and it's going to be tomorrow. It'll be a two cat limit. Now, if you'd like another cat, and come to my neighborhood, I will pay you to take a cat from my neighborhood.
Well, you know,
you
what?
Just go out and put the live trap. Don't want the little kitty hurt. No, and I'll tell you where it poops all the time, so you can just put the trap right there. Go ahead in there, fish head in there, or a little mackerel, or whatever. And you can take as many cats from around my house as you possibly can. I'll pay you $10 per cat. How's that for a deal? Not only will you get a nice little kitty, you'll get $10.
You know, it's going to drive you crazy, Carl. First of all, we've been switching offices in the house, and it's been a very long process, still not done. But Carl's where I used to sit will be able to look out the window and see where the front entrance is. And those cats love to come down the stairs. It's usually around dusk. And they just, I don't know what it is, how much they really like to just go in our front yard.
Well, I'm getting ready to rig an electrical system out there that, when they come up there and they put their little toes on
flying
there.
Flying kitties that, from that, the bot's house.
That's right. They're going to be coming out there smoking.
Tiddlywinks.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about my salsa.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about, just one more time. They did 4,300 spays and neuters last year.
Wow.
And we were there, when we took our tour through Haven Humane and watching the veterinarians doing this. I mean, you're talking about an assembly line there on how to do it. And the animals, they're not hurt.
They're rock stars.
This veterinarian. This veterinarian, this lady, and I wish I could remember her name now, it was last year. But this doctor, just wow, was she good. And they were lined up, they were prepared. They were operated on, and then the next one was
like a mash unit.
They had two surgical tables going at a time. Anyway, they did 4,300 spays and neuters, and as Ray John says, who is just fighting this battle, and it's tough. He says that not until I get the number up to 8,000 or 9,000 will I be able to knock this off. He said of the shelter's crusade, because people are still not getting there. Kittens or cats or their dogs spayed and neutered. I don't understand this personally.
We see this up at the doggy park because we don't have cats. I mean, we have, the cats that actually come in our front yard are outside cats, obviously from neighbors. They're not really, because I see a lot of the same cats. But I see people up at the doggy park. Now, I think that they maybe think that this is going to be a dog that they're going to breed.
Why would you breed a dog that's got one leg shorter than the other, has got frizzed hair everywhere, and, one ear falls over? And what are you going to do with that?
Oh, it's champion lucky?
Champion dog, yeah.
All right, so I know some of you...
Missing a leg, one eye.
Changing
his
the
tail's
subject
been cut off, and his name's Lucky. Yeah, okay,
after
right.
The break, we're going to be bringing in Dr. Patricia Hadley. We've got some great things, but I know many of you asked about my mango salsa, so I'm going to give it to you quickly. All right, you can go buy. If you go to Costco, you go get your mangoes, you chop up your mangoes, you do two red onions, like 5 or 6 mangoes. I used jalapeno peppers. I used cucumber, lots of lime, and cilantro. And then let it marinate. And it is fabulous over chicken or over halibut. And it was very well received.
It was great.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Can we come back with Dr. Hadley? We've got Patrick Jones coming on at 8 o'clock. In between, we're going to try. We're going to, as we come back, we're going to be talking about the economic conditions in Redding. But we're also going to try and get in a few other things that's happening right here in California. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks tumbling sharply in early morning trading. Investors are selling after yesterday's Fed announcement. The Fed saying the economy is expanding more slowly than previously thought, and also saying it will keep interest rates at record lows for at least 2 more years. European debt concerns weighing on global markets again as well. French President Nicolas Sarkozy interrupting his vacation to hold an emergency meeting with top advisors. They're discussing the latest turmoil in financial markets. With debt worries high across the Eurozone, Sarkozy is pledging to stick to deficit-cutting goals and promising more moves to address the crisis. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 300 points. It's official. Capital One and HSBC striking a deal worth about $2.6 billion. HSBC is selling its credit card division to Capital One in efforts to exit the consumer and subprime business. The deal includes about $30 billion of credit card loans and private label credit cards. It's expected to close in the second quarter of next year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Sweet August!
Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, August 27th. That means all of you.
Why?
Why? What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because it's the first annual Old West Day here in French Gulch, and there's going to be a hot time in this old mining town all the day long. That's why. We're starting with a pancake breakfast just after sunrise, and then the prettiest little parade you ever did see. And then the stagecoach robbery at high noon.
Can I ride in it?
You can ride up and down Main Street and see all Old West stuff like gold mining, maybe even pan some gold for your own self.
Will there be some good vittles, singing and dancing?
There'll be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at.
And I hear tell Lou White and the Bandits will be playing from 5 to 8 p.m. with a barbecue of chicken and ribs being cooked up by the French Gulch Hotel. Y'all come down now, you hear? That's Saturday, August 27th. If you want further information, I reckon you could just use that telephone thing. Just turn the crank or dial 359-2078.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms. From animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning on August the 10th. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live and chatting on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's has got great coffee going. They've got all types of coffee. They're having specials on their Ethiopian Wygizef type of coffee, which is medium-bodied, and it's great. If you want to learn how to make coffee, they'll show you. They've got every type of accoutrement you could have to make coffee. That's Tobacco and Brew. They support our community. They have a veterans discount. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community and our whole county. Go down and support them. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And now we're going to talk breast. Our guest, Dr. Hadley. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, you are.
From MD Imaging.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And you are the...
Breast maven.
So we're going to be talking about breast cancer and other things.
Breast health.
In the room and I'm just still like, what?
No, let's just, on a serious note, Dr. Patricia Hadley from MD Imaging, and we're so honored to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you.
And I did have the great pleasure of being able to have a small period of time with you on Thursday night to talk about some of the studies that have been going on, one of which is the two trials from Sweden. And I know that we were discussing what the government has making us feel what we should put off mammograms. Mm-hmm. We're kind of getting this. It's okay to wait till you're 50.
I know. It's unfortunate. Unfortunately, there was a study done that basically there were no breast specialists involved. It was a government-sponsored study that evaluated whether we should be having breast examinations of women under 50. And the results were that they decided, no, we don't need to scan or screen, rather, women under 50.
Now, was this just a cost-cutting thing, doctor?
You know, okay, I don't know that. You know, I'm not a government official, and I don't want to espouse anything. But I just, you know, it's a little bit worrisome that here we have something covered by our governmental health care, and it's cut. So what bothers me is that the study was not really performed correctly, as in using the correct specialist, at least a breast surgeon, at least a radiologist, you know, somebody who knows this disease well. So we came to the conclusion that, or they came to the conclusion that women under 50 do not need to be screened. However, this new study that came out, which is a 30-year evaluation of the data, extensive, 133,000 women studied over 30 years. There's just no better, you know, statistical analysis. And it comes out that women under 40 actually have 42 years of life saved per 1,000 women. So whereas this other study said, well, maybe, you know, you save one life. No, we're saving hundreds of lives by screening women under 40. And it takes 10 years to find that out. At least 10 years, more than 10 years. And none of the studies before this have done more than 10 years. That's why. So for me, it's important because I've diagnosed breast cancer in women under 40 and under 50 and even under 40 in the last, you know, 6 months, many of them. And so to me, it hurts because I see these women that have been told or patted on the head, oh, honey, it's okay. Don't worry. That lump is probably nothing because you're so young. That's not true. It could be cancer.
And your daughter is a perfect example, and she, Carl, meaning Jennifer, and she had said, please, use my name. She said, please, I understand, when she knew that we were having the doctor on, and she's 36, and she had, I think, a lump, was nervous about it, went and had to go for a couple, like two or three, to come back twice.
Yeah, she went in for, you know, to have this checked.
And, biopsy and or something.
They did that, but they also, I think, put her through the MRI on it. Is that what they
did?
They did an MRI on
her.
And what they found was, yes, there were lumps, but they were not malignant. Yeah. That these are, you know, these were whatever, they were of some kind. That, that, but they found that out, and she wanted us to make sure is that that our audience knew is that this works.
Yeah,
I mean, it worked for her, and in finding it, and she, like I said, she's 36 years old, mm-hmm. so it's not just older ladies.
Exactly,
that can happen too.
And that's the sad thing is that I don't, you know, there's nothing perfect in life or in medicine. However, at least we have a screening test that finds cancers. And if you're not in the screening test and you're not even recommended to have the screening test, you lose.
Well, when this literally hit a firestorm when the government said this, oh, you don't need it before age 50. What did they back off this at all?
You know, I haven't heard anything official on it, unfortunately, because it's all been the medical community unanimously coming out against it.
Right.
And that's pretty much all I've heard.
Coming out against not checking to you.
Exactly.
Right. In opposition to
what
they said.
In opposition to the study, yeah.
Well, you know, before we take our break, one of the things we want to talk about when we come back is, you know, the healthcare plans that we have, you know, are they sufficient to do this, to check and to be proactive? Or is this something that gets into a treatment as opposed to being proactive and trying to prevent?
Exactly. Well, the nice thing about screening studies is they're inexpensive. You know, a mammogram is not an expensive study, and they're not invasive. They don't hurt you in any way, really. I mean, there's some issues. You don't want to have 100 mammograms in a year. You know, there's radiation involved. But it's basically not invasive, and it's inexpensive. And so these studies should be supported because you save somebody who comes in later with a giant mass who needs to have all this chemotherapy and radiation and, you know, massive life-saving health care, then that's much more expensive.
Our guest is Dr. Patricia Hadley from MDI. We'll be right back after these messages.
Is poker your passion? Wind River Casino's River's Edge Poker Room is a cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Try your hand at a variety of games. 3-6 limit Texas Hold'em, 3-5 no limit Texas Hold'em are just a couple to name. Check out our free tournaments, $500 free roll and bounty tournaments. You've been asking for it. Now offering horse tournaments and pot limit Omaha tournaments. $1,000 guaranteed Thursday. Action starts at 6. For more information, log on to windriver.com or visit the River's Edge.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still, the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment.
This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Wow, currently 82 degrees today here on KCNR 1460. We're going to get right to the top here and go to Coach Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Hi, everybody. Hey, quick thing. I'll make it fast. My half-sister lives in Dallas. She finds a lump in one breast and turns out to be a problem child and ends up having both removed. Sad part of the story is the mammogram she had 3 weeks prior to that didn't show anything. Could our guest address that and the fact that she couldn't take that mammogram seriously, but she did. I mean, she trusted it. That's my question for you.
Thanks, Coach Bob.
That's a very good point. The mammograms are not perfect, and especially in a dense breast, a woman who has a lot of gland or a lot of fibrous tissue in her breast, that will make the mammogram much less accurate. And if she had a mammogram and they found that it was dense and she still had something she felt in that breast or something that bothered her in her breast, she should have had another study, something like an ultrasound or an MRI, so that the breast was really well evaluated, knowing that in a dense breast we're only 60% accurate. So.
Okay, now, that was one of the questions that came up here, was, you know, a person going in, having their breast, having a mammogram, but they couldn't see through it. So at that point, because it was so dense, at that point, they should have had another test so they could at least get indications in there. That's what you're saying.
At that point, now, we have a problem because, unfortunately, I would say maybe 15% of women have truly dense breasts, 15 to 20. And those women will need another study if they have something they feel. Unfortunately, I wish I could take every dense breast, and I did. In the 80s, I took everyone who came through with a dense breast and did ultrasound on them.
Really?
And
was that your personal choice? Could you
that
could
was
do
my
that?
Choice, you and could- I was working in Miami at the time.
Okay.
And that was what I decided was important, because in those dense breasts, you find a higher percentage of cancers. So I wanted to do that. The way it's set up now with reimbursement from insurance companies and stuff, a lot of the patients wouldn't get reimbursed. So I can't do that to them now. I have to make a choice. I have to say, is there something I feel in this breast? Is there some asymmetry in this breast? Is there some reason that I want to do an ultrasound? I can't just do it on a dense breast, period end, which is, you know, it's really, it's sort of like they tie your hands, you know, you're stuck.
So we have to, again, it's about the person really taking control. I know that I had my doctors in Sacramento, and I'll share my personal story with this because it's quick, and it just maybe it'll, other people go, aha, okay, well, then MD Imaging, I go to MD Imaging, and I had my first mammogram. I hadn't had one in 3 years. I'm 53 now, so I probably, you know.
You look wonderful, by the way.
Oh, you're sweet. Thanks. Anyway, I always say my age out loud because it is what it is, and it's, you got to be feel good about what it is right now, right? So anyway, I go and I have a mammogram this year on the day of the breast. I think it was October 16th. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Day, and I went on that day, and then I get a letter saying that your left breast looked something suspicious, so please come back. I said, what happened if I didn't read that letter? But I'm glad I opened the mail, and I went in, and they just said, oh, let's just do, we just wanted to look at it. We're going to look at it again, and it just means that they had to exaggerate in other words, come in closer.
Magnify it.
Thank you.
Do a spot compression view.
There you go. Thank you. And at the break, we were talking about that, because I've never had kids, which means that I never breastfed, and that you call those virgin. Don't you guys, I'm serious. This is all stuff like that. They're virgin breasts, which with the dense breasts and the fact of the glands, that these are my type of woman, aged woman, or people who haven't done that, or nuns, you said.
Yep, nulliparous, meaning having never had a child, never breastfed. I suppose maybe there might be a woman who was a wet nurse. It's especially back in the old days. At any rate, if you never had a child and you never breastfed, you have a breast that's basically been sitting there percolating the fluids in it forever. Those fluids never get drained. And so that breast is a higher incidence of breast cancers, and they found it higher incidence in nuns. And then they've done a million studies trying to figure out how, and it's so hard to control those studies because some women breastfeed, but they only breastfeed for 2 weeks. Well, that doesn't really count because you're just barely getting some fluid out. And so what they, there have been other studies that have shown, over maybe 5 years of, not continuous, but breastfeeding total life of 5 years, you do have a protective value to breastfeeding. You're draining the ducts, you're clearing out those glands, turning those cells over.
Wow. The human body is such a fascinating, and you used to be a biologist, right?
Yeah, a marine biologist.
A marine biologist, yeah. So you like the Petri dishes.
No Petri dishes. I like little creatures.
Okay.
A marine biologist.
Live creatures.
So you've gone from cephalopods, is that the right one? Okay, never mind. Cephalopods.
Little creatures. And now I've become a specialist in cancer. From fish to people. Yeah. Here, we're going to take another quick break here. And we're going to talk about a biopsy that you've done recently. You guys don't want to go away because this means you too. All right, so we're going to be right back with Dr. Patricia Hadley here on KCNR 1460.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmart Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
One, pick up the phone. Two, make a little call. Three, Budget Blinds is there and no time at all.
Hi everyone, this is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the blind guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
G
hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:54 in the morning. 605-4567. We're streaming live and we're chatting on KCNR1460.com. All right. There's a question.
Don't stumble over your
words.
Okay,
there's a question about just
serious.
Just a baby suckling on the breast. Is that enough?
If it's a baby, oh, okay. The breast has to produce milk.
Okay.
So the glands have to start really. I mean, the difference between a breast that's lactating and a non-lactating breast is volumes. I mean, you know, the woman goes from an A cup to a D cup. The gland grows, you know, triples, quadruples in size, and then it produces gobs of milk. I mean, she can squirt milk. So, I mean, basically, that is different than just having a little bit of fluid come out the nipple.
Okay, so it's really what helps it or what cleans it is when the woman is breastfeeding, not just, you know,
no,
fun and
unfortunately,
games.
Unfortunately, you know, the only thing you could do is if you pumped constantly, you could stimulate your breast enough to actually start lactating, but that would be kind of a lot of work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones here. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I have a couple questions here. One is, wouldn't a daily vigorous massage help stimulate the breast from getting cancers?
Well, that's a good question because I've had patients come in that the only thing, they have a what's called galactorrhea, where they're producing milk and they're not pregnant and they've never been pregnant. They're just producing milk. And they're worried because there's white fluid coming out of their nipples all the time. And some of them, they just stand in the shower and the hot water running on the breasts has stimulated them enough to get galactorrhea. So basically, yes, the idea is if you stimulate the breast enough so that it actually produces milk, yes, you could do that.
Uh-huh. And the other one is that if the breast is real tender and sore and you can't touch them or anything that hurts, is that hormonal or is that because there might be something wrong?
Well, if it's both breasts, then most likely it's hormonal because she's got something that's stimulating both of the breasts and they're really tender. And it's almost always hormonal because it tends to go away after menopause.
Okay. Real good. Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
Thanks, Jim. Again, our guest is Dr. Patricia Hadley, and we're talking about
from MDI.
Yes, from MDI, and I'm so happy that you're here. You guys do an incredible service to our community, and again, you know, it's important to be screened and to be to have a mammogram. And what else do you guys do? That your specialty is reading of the mammograms. And
everything. Yeah. Well, I do it all, but my fellowship training was in breast imaging and breast cancer diagnosis. So we read mammograms and ultrasounds, galactograms, which are where you inject contrast into a duct to see if there's something growing inside that duct. And that's an interesting study.
Wow. Recently, we were talking about how important is men also get breast cancer, and you had a man mm-hmm. recently mm-hmm. that came in, and could you share that?
A biopsy. And, you know, a very manly man. I mean, this doesn't make a man any kind of effeminate person. You know, the fact that there's something growing in the breast is not anything to be ashamed of. It can happen to anybody. And unfortunately, because there isn't a lot of breast tissue in men, there's more pectoralis muscle underneath. The breast cancers go directly into the pectoralis muscle, and once it's in the muscle, it can invade the chest wall, so it's much more dangerous. So unfortunately, although only 1% of breast cancers are in men, the mortality rate is much higher.
You ready for another question from the
chat room?
That's fascinating.
No, I mean it is. Okay, yes, please.
A discolored discharge from the breast, is that dangerous? Should that be something that...
The important thing is the color. Okay, two things. One is the color, because green, brown... Anything sort of dirty-ish looking is okay, believe it or not. Those are the good ones. The dangerous ones are clear or bright red. And only dangerous if it happens spontaneously and you're not squeezing. Because anybody can squeeze their nipple enough and get bright red blood. Oh, yeah. Don't squeeze your nipples. That's something that people seem to do. I don't know why.
Or don't pierce them.
What about piercing? We've got a minute left. What about piercing?
Wow. That's interesting stuff.
Wow.
Lots of little
teenage
girls.
We may have to save that. But just a quick one because we've only got like a minute left.
Well, lots of little teenage girls come in with pierced nipples, and then they end up with little granulomas where their poor little ducts have been trying to produce, and it's blocked. And so they get these conglomerations of stuff where it can't come out because the ducts end.
You know, our guest has been Dr.
Yeah,
Patricia Hadley from In the Imaging.
Scientific approach behind a lot of
this has been a lot of questions and a lot of
it could be uncomfortable. It's not exactly cocktail conversation, but you've brought it to a beautiful light here this morning on our radio program. We're so grateful for you.
We appreciate it. We'd like to have you back, too, because there's still a lot of questions.
A lot to talk about.
Yeah. I would love to.
Super. Okay. Hey, this is Carl Lindabot. This is Free Fire Radio. You know, I guess we come back, we'll be Patrick Jones. We'll come rolling in here probably at the last second. And we're going to talk about the city. We're going to talk about what's going on. You know, Costco. We're going to talk about law enforcement. And what about the pension system just lost billions in the last couple of days? Are we going to have to make that one up, too?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Next is Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Dow 11,000, see you later. Wall Street back in free fall, wiping out a lot of yesterday's rebound. Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti live watching the drop.
Dave, the selling on Wall Street has intensified. The Dow Industrials are falling 400 points right now, giving back virtually all of yesterday's rally. Fears of a downgrade of France's credit rating is taking down European stocks, the French stock market falling 4%. That's being matched over in Germany and London. The concern is that the French banks have too much exposure to European debt. Dave.
Lauren, the U.S. gets even in Afghanistan, killing the guys who killed 30 U.S. troops on Saturday. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
A retaliatory strike launched from an F-16 killed a Taliban leader and several fighters, including the insurgent who brought down the Chinook helicopter with a rocket-propelled grenade.
This does not ease our loss. But we must and we will continue to relentlessly pursue the enemy.
General John Allen also defending the operation that left more than 20 Navy SEALs dead. He says it's the type of mission carried out every day in Afghanistan, calling Saturday's attack a singular incident, Dave.
Jared, in the worst case of soldier-on-soldier violence during the Iraq War, Sergeant John Russell presents his defense in court at Fort Leavenworth today. He's accused of killing 5 troops at a combat stress clinic. British police still trying to stop days of looting and rioting.
More people have been arrested, and more people are being charged and prosecuted.
Prime Minister David Cameron, about 1,200 have been rounded up so far, as vigilantes try to stop the looters themselves in Manchester and other cities, complaining police just aren't doing enough. 3 people are dead outside Albany, New York, when a minivan went out of control this morning, running them over and then crashing into a church. Police say it appears that the woman driver's flip-flop may have gotten tangled with the gas pedal. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
At Walgreens, I'm not just a prescription. I'm Claire, and my doctor told me I have high cholesterol. Suddenly, I have to think about what I can eat, how much I should exercise, how often I'll take my new medication.
Every prescription filled at Walgreens goes through a 10-point safeguard check that reviews your current Walgreens health record for allergies and potentially harmful drug interactions. Because we know you have a lot on your mind. To learn more about our 10-point safeguard check, talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Again, as we see on Wall Street, the numbers are not good. Down 430 for the Dow, wiping out yesterday's rebound rally. And we're getting word from the government hiring might improve. Employers posted more job openings in June, up to 3.1 million. That's the highest total since March. Democrats got 2 Republicans fired in Wisconsin, but they tried to dump 6 in a bid to take control of the state Senate following the much-protested new law restricting public union collective bargaining. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Dave, even though Wisconsin Democrats' attempt to seize Senate control failed, they're still going to try to force a recall election against Republican Governor Scott Walker. Meantime, Democratic Senator-elect Jessica King says she's ready to hit the ground running.
The session will likely begin again early September, and it's going to be about, you know, returning stability to government.
Unseated Republican Randy Hopper says over time, people will realize
what we've done is right for the next generation, not the next election.
GOP Governor Scott Walker says he thinks the results show voters want more bipartisanship. Dave?
Jennifer, it's happened again in Aruba. An American woman is missing in the same resort town where Natalie Holloway disappeared.
35-year-old Robin Gardner is still not found, and police in Aruba are holding the man she went on vacation with for questioning, saying his story doesn't add up. Meanwhile, the man back home who claims to be her boyfriend says the family isn't saying much.
I don't think they were trying to keep things from me, but they were instructed by the Aruba police that, you know, you can't say anything.
Richard Forrester says Gardner lives with him, but the pair fought before she went off to Aruba with Gary Giordano, who was detained when trying to fly home. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
As the Dow goes down nearly 450 points, gold is up $34 an ounce, rising yet again today. And oil is up over 80 bucks a barrel again. Its recent slide, though, has brought gas prices down. AAA putting self-serve regular now under $3.64 a gallon. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, 805 on August the 10th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we are chatting live at KCNR1460.com. You can listen to the show that way. And chat's killing Sungo because she's in there getting chatting and jumping on all of this. And the hard-boiled eggs are getting a little hard. Anyway, Sungo, trust me, it's worth it. Make them the night before. Hand them to him, and he'll be happy. While he listens and he eats. Okay. Let me jump on Linda here for a second, have her give us the weather today.
Jump on over, you mean?
Well, let me currently pass this 72. Over to Linda.
Well, I came in the last segment and said 82. I was reading the... God, did you get taller?
Yeah.
You look taller. Patrick Jones just got here. He's late, as usual, without my coffee. But good morning. 72 degrees, currently 8:06 in the morning. Today we're going to look, we're going to get up to about 98 with low tonight of 64. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning,
You got
Carl.
Busted. You get busted by me. You know, there's no mercy here, buddy.
I was trying to slip right in there.
That wasn't going to work. Hey, our guest, Patrick Jones, member of the Reading City Council. We've had a number of things happening here in this week. In the last month, and we've already got questions coming in here. When I said you were going to be on the show, asking about,
do you have something for us? Then?
Asking about Costco and a few other things.
Well, there is a lot going on, and of course, last week we had a special. Besides having a regular city council meeting on the same day as National Night Out, we also had the day before a special city council meeting concerning the convention center.
Is this a double secret probation one that nobody really knows what's
Excuse
going
me,
on?
I have a Bible in the room. You promised to put your left hand on the Bible and right hand up, and I promised to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me.
Absolutely.
So help you, city government.
We swear to do so.
Yep.
So the convention center was the topic of the town, and we had many people come to City Hall, and of course, that vote, which came out in the paper the very next day, 4-1, going in favor of Bethel. And I was the one dissenting vote there.
Why did you vote against that?
Well, we had multiple proposals. We had a very good offer from Bethel. And don't get me wrong, if that was the only offer we had, faced with with the decision to close the convention center or go with Bethel, I certainly would have voted for Bethel if we had no other options. But in this particular case, we had other options, and we had a production company, Mesa Production Companies, that also made.
Now, Mesa Productions is a company out of Cottonwood, isn't it?
That's correct. They're a local company. They have used the convention center many times before. They do, maybe five or six conventions a year there. They also do pro rodeo events and different things. They've used different arenas around the North State. So.
That wasn't their first rodeo, in other words. So somebody just walking in there.
Absolutely. This is a known, reputable production company, and I felt that would allow the convention center to be used and utilized more in its conventional ways. The convention center was paid for with tax dollars, public funds, and it was designed as a civic auditorium, which is what we still need today. The need is as great today as it ever has been, and Mesa Productions, I felt, would have done all those historic things and produced more events at the convention center, which would have bring more people into Reading and spending more time in motels and eating and so forth. And, you know, Bethel is a very big organization, and they certainly, I think, can run the convention center. They're worldwide. And, you know, I know the pastor, Bill Johnson. I consider him a friend of mine. But in this particular case, I needed to do what I felt was best for the community. And I think having the convention center ran by a production company, essentially a privatizing the convention center, which is what we asked our director, Kim Niemer, to look at a year before, was something I was more interested in. The concerns I have with Bethel is how much time they're going to use the building.
Okay. We've got to take a break here, and I want to get back into that, you know, questions about Bethel. But before we leave, you know, let's go to get our business minute here from Wells Fargo. Jeff Kidd. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. The Dow and NASDAQ are sharply lower in early trading as the market reconsiders yesterday's rally. The Fed got some of the credit for Tuesday's gains after saying it is prepared to use a range of policy tools to bolster the economy, possibly setting the stage for a third round of quantitative easing. Currently, the Dow Jones is down 433 points at 10,806. The S&P 500 is down 43 at 1,128, and the NASDAQ is off 85 at 2,397. Some of the day's biggest movers, McDonald's is down $1.96 at $83.98, Disney is down $3.90 at $30.80, and locally Walmart is down $1.56 at $48.90. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note is yielding 2.17%. For commodities, gold is higher $31 at $1,774 per ounce. Silver is up 81 cents at $38.49 per ounce. And crude oil is up $2.10 at $81.41 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman. We've got John's on the phone. We've got lots of questions here. Take a quick break and come back to Mr. Jones.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433. Or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. He's in our 1460, 813 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leia, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He has been in Reading in business for 20 years. He is our optometrist. He's got the latest design of progressive lenses, as Linda knows. On-site lab. He'll work with you. Don't worry about insurance. He will find a way to help you because he believes in patients. He believes in taking care of your eyes. You've only got two of them, my friends. You need to make sure they're taken care of. And Dr. Joseph Leia is just the man to do it. 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call at 223-2325. Our guest, Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones. And we're talking about Bethel, and we're talking about the convention center. We have John on line two. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, Bad Bob, and, of course, our honorable councilman, Patrick Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. I have a question for you.
Yes.
And it's a bit lengthy, but it'll get to the point, okay?
When are your questions not lengthy?
Good point. So far, the library restriction of free speech policy prepared by our city attorney has cost the city of Reading $200,000. Judge Marlowe has sided with historical court precedent. Case law has shown the error of Mr. Duvernay's follies. Now comes city council, who is willing to throw good money after bad and authorize him to appeal an obviously losing case. My question is, when he loses the appeal, will the city council finally recognize the incompetence and take action to have the city properly represented in the future?
Well, that is a long question. First, let's go back to what it will cost. Now, we don't know. It is estimated right now that it'll cost the taxpayers possibly, if the appeal is not won, around $200,000. Now, those fees are in dispute, obviously, and so we don't really know the final tab, and we're not sure right at the second whether the city will prevail on the appeal. Now, as you know, those were 4-1 votes each time.
Yes,
that came up, and I did not approve that. I felt, and I believe I was correct, that we didn't need any more restrictive policies than what we currently had, especially in the area of a First Amendment right at City Hall or the library or any other city facility for that matter. So I did not agree with our city attorney, and I feel I am correct. Judge Marlowe, I believe on all eight counts, also agreed with more of my thinking as opposed to our city attorney's thinking. I did not also agree with the appeal, but the majority of council members did, and at the appellate court we will find out here, you know, within a year or so what happens there. My estimation, just my guess, I do not, I'm not an expert in these matters, but I do not believe the city will prevail on the appeal. And we'll go forward from there. Unfortunately, the losers here are the taxpayers.
Absolutely. And I might add into this that you were the only one of the city council that went to the court proceedings.
Yes.
I know you're not allowed to talk about what goes on in private session and what the thinking was that authorized this to go forward on appeal. Case law and history shows these cases lose inevitably every single time. My point is, again, I'm going to extend this thing just a step further than I'm backing off, but you and all the other city council were sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States, including the First Amendment and the right of free speech. And it seems to me that those four votes to empower the appeal, let alone empower the original document that created this problem, the library policy, was a violation of the First Amendment rights and a violation of your guys' oath to uphold the Constitution.
Well,
how about some accountability here?
Well,
do you think anybody's going to be held to account for this?
Well, I think the voters will. I think that was a big issue. I think, you know, lately it seems like at City Hall a lot of the issues have been very big issues. Convention Center is a very big issue.
Absolutely.
The library First Amendment issue, very big issue, and I think the voters will not forget that come election time here next year. And so that's the ability for the public to hold these elected representatives accountable to the people, and I hope they don't forget. I think there's been some mistakes made. We make decisions We win, we lose, we move on, but we need to learn from our mistakes, and we need to learn from these decisions that have happened. The real question is, have we learned anything?
I think the real question is City Council going to start paying attention to their electorate? Because we're getting real fed up, and it's not just at the elections. This is an embarrassment at the current time. It seems like the people's will is being subverted in almost every decision that's being made. And yes, I know the 4-1 votes. And Patrick, I'm not putting you to task here. I'm really upset with the balance of the council. I'm almost to the point of the ineffectivity is keeping me from further participation.
Well, we hope that's not the case. John, you're always appreciated when you come to City Council and speak. You speak very clearly and very articulately, and I appreciate that, and I know others do as well. And, you know, the City Hall Chambers is for the people to come and speak to their elected representatives. And if we don't hear from you, as tough as this is, these battles go on day after day.
And, you know, the thing about it, John, is people that care, they get down there. And when you think about the vast majority of the people that don't care, that they're just, they go along, they don't like it, but they don't make a statement, and in fact don't even vote, which is tough. And so, you know, it needs people to stand up there and say, hey, look, we disagree with this. You know, if there's a lot of people, maybe it'll sway something like that. But hey, we got to take a break. And John, thanks so much for your phone call and your questions.
Thanks for your time.
You bet. Okay, this is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio at 8:20 in the morning on August the 10th. We come back, we're going to finish up on the convention center, but I also want to talk about, since the pension funds, CalPERS, has been really hammered in the last couple of days, does that mean that we taxpayers are going to have to make up for that? Come back and talk about that when we return.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmark Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Save the date. Wednesday, August 17th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the event center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. Blood Source Mobile on site. Blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For more information on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or contact Trish Stopers at 530-226-1734. Or better yet, head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino on August 17th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Reading Rancheria Health Clinic, Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Lindabot, 8:23 in the morning. Thanks for joining us. It's August the 10th. 76 degrees already. It's going to go up, they say, not quite to 100. Yesterday I saw it at 100. I think it was 102 at one point there, about 5 o'clock. Today we talked to Dr. Patricia Hadley on our earlier segment, and we were talking about breast health. And it was really an interesting segment there, and we're talking about a number of things, and we're going to have her back again because, really, we just barely touched on it, if I can say that.
I don't think you can,
Carl.
Don't
think I can say that, no. But I just did. And, you know, but the thing was on things that people do to their bodies with the piercing and all that, we didn't even really get a chance to go into that. That one of our people in our chat room said, you know, she needs to go and talk to the teenagers. But now we have... is Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones, who needs to talk to adults because there's a lot of things going on. I want to change the subject just for a second and say I see the California pension funds. There's two things. This huge losses that's hit Wall Street in the last week.
Yes.
And then add that to a front page story on the Record Searchlight. Tax income falls in July, $539 million below revenue projections. What kind of impact is this going to have? Because I know CalPERS has to stay at a certain level. And if it doesn't, the taxpayers have to make it up.
It's a little early to tell right now, but clearly these are volatile times. And, you know, if anything has taught us something, looking back over the last 4 years, we've seen, you know, revenues continue to decline. We've had double dipping quarter after quarter declines in many cases and pretty much unprecedented in the city's history. Today, there's been a flattening effect, but the markets are still very volatile and any declines is sharply felt now at the city of Reading, and it puts us into a situation where we may have to have draconian cuts, and we've always tried to avoid that for the best health of the city, but clearly there are a lot of pressures today. You know, when we see declines in the market, CalPERS investments decline, then the cities across California have to pick those up. This year, that was pretty substantial. And we had another $3 million shortfall, partially because of the CalPERS investments not doing well, and cities have to pick those tabs up. And that's why we have the furloughs at City Hall today, and it's why... you know, service has been, you know, hampered in these areas. And most likely that's going to occur in the future. The question is now, what other modifications can we do and still keep services high and keep as many people employed? And it's going to be very difficult from here on out. The fat has been long cut out of this budget. And, you know, we're exceeding $20 million down in general fund shortfalls. Revenues are flat and costs are increasing. And we have got to start saying no a lot more at City Hall. Another issue, Carl, that hasn't been mentioned yet today, but our unfunded liabilities for our post-retirement health care. That's where when you come to the city of Reading, we pay 50% of your health care premium for the rest of your life. We're now, new estimations show that we're $121 million in an unfunded liability there. Very serious numbers, and this is what brings cities in California to their knees. We have to start making some changes today. Now, I don't like voting no, you know, at City Hall, but I have voted no more than all the other council members put together for many years leading up to the events of today. And I think if you look back over time, we'll see why I've been so conservative, that we are in the grips of a massive global recession, possibly a depression, and we have to change our ways. Now, we've had it very good at City of Reading, and a lot of cities in California have had it very good. We cannot afford these things any longer, and we need to start changing our ways immediately. We are behind now. We are very much behind, and, you know, I encourage my colleagues, as the other council members, to start really taking a look deep inside for what's best for 90,000 people, not necessarily what's best for 700 or 800 people, the workers of City Hall, but what's best for the longevity of our city. And what we're talking about is pensions that may not be quite as generous
Still very good, though. In fact, exceedingly good considering what the private sector is going through today.
Well, I know that the military is taking a look at it, you know, right now of changing the retirement system, and which you know, and in, not to get everybody all excited about this, but there has to be some changes because you know of you know and now and the conditions we're in. But the and one of the comments right here, Patrick, was that. For years, the city didn't pay anything in the CalPERS, and yet they didn't put any money aside like some other cities
did. Yeah, there was only a few years there, Carl, and it wasn't a lot of money that we did not have to put in. One or two of the years that we're currently in today wipes out all of that. So that argument really doesn't hold up if you take a look back over time. That is correct. There were a couple years in the early 2000s where that did not occur, but it was small amounts of money compared to what we're talking about today. These kinds of monies amounts today dwarf all that we've seen in the past. And the reality today is that through bargaining, we have to start saying no much more often. Now, when the days return, we can start saying yes. And we have 30 years of statistics to take a look at and see that type of progress over time, that when things are tough, we need to start saying no, and they've never been more tough than today. And when the economy approves, we can start saying yes. But right now, we need to start saying no, and we have to do it quickly. We are behind.
Okay. We've got to take a break here for the news, but when we come back, I want to talk about Oasis. I want to talk about Costco. I want to talk about Stillwater. I want to talk about different aspects of everything that's going on around here. And again, we're spending money, you know, or we're getting ready to spend money that we may have to. I'm not sure where it's all going to come from here in the future, but I will ask you that when we get back.
Absolutely.
Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460. It's 8:30 in the morning on August the 10th. We're getting ready to break for the news. We come back with Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman.
Fox News Radio, I'm Ron Flatter. Yesterday's gains are gone. The Dow has lost 449 points in the first 2 hours of trading this morning.
Heavy volume, a lot of shares trading hands at the exchanges, as well as volatility. There's a fear index called the VIX. It's pushing about the highest level we've seen in many months here.
Fox Business Network's Lori Rothman in New York. The Republicans for the deficit dozen are in place. House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell making their six choices for the supercommittee, assigned to find $1.5 more dollars to cut from the deficit. Boehner naming Jeb Hensarling, Dave Camp, and Fred Upton. Mitch McConnell has added John Kyle, Pat Toomey, and Rob Portman. They join three Senate Democrats already named, John Kerry, Patty Murray, and Max Baucus. That leaves three House Democrats to fill out the committee being created as part of this month's congressional debt compromise. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a Cars customer. How long have you been coming to Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning on August the 10th, 76 degrees. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com, and it is just active today with everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans. Take a step back in the time to the old-time barbershop where you walk in, great conversation, you get your hair cut. Nobody's there trying to gel you. Or Dr. Phil's on the TV. No, we're talking about Car and Driver and National Geographic and Guns and Ammo magazines, and everybody is just friendly there. That's Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. I highly recommend them. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones. Okay, let's go into Oasis.
Yes.
And Costco.
Yes.
All right. What's the story, the latest story on Costco and Oasis?
Well, obviously, there's been a little bump in the road with the state essentially creating legislation, two separate bills that are now laws. The California League of Cities are litigating both of those bills, and we'll see the outcome of that. But the council has decided to opt in on this extortionist fee program that the state has regarding the redevelopment agencies. And so we're going to have to turn over, I believe, $5.9 million out of the redevelopment agency to the state to help them try to bridge a massive governmental shortfall, which it won't do, but they're going to take the money anyways. We'll find out later if we prevail, if the cities of California prevail on the lawsuit. But that puts a little bit of a hiccup for us to be able to use redevelopment funds to buy the Costco building to retrofit it into a police facility. Now, one of the things you can do with redevelopment agency money is use it towards public safety infrastructure and, of course, the elimination of blight and housing, low-income housing. But public safety infrastructure is certainly top of our list right now. That is the only building we really need right now in the city is a new police facility. And I can't tell you how many times people came forward at City Hall and said, we need a new police facility. We need a new
police. We do need it. I mean, you know what? Nobody's disagreeing about that. I think the problem is how we're doing it. But let's go to the phones here.
Sure.
Albert, you're on line one, and you are live on Free Fire Radio.
Yes, I got a question for Councilman Jones.
Yes. Go ahead.
My question is, why did Paul Hoser resign from RU? And I'll take my answer on the air.
Thank you, Albert.
I do not know. He did not tell me. And the day that it came out in the paper was the day that I learned of his changing and his resignation. So, or soon to be resigning. So, yeah, I do not know. Obviously, I suspect. You know, it probably has to do with money, but I really couldn't tell you. I don't know, so I apologize for not knowing.
Did the city council find out about it the day that he announced it?
The same day, yes. In fact, I read it in the paper before I saw it on my
email. So the staff knew about it then?
I would assume so, yes.
Hmm. So how interesting is that?
But I do not know for sure. Yeah. And, you know, obviously each person, you know, and I want to talk about city employees real briefly. We have excellent city employees. And some people think that I don't think that, but I truly do. We have very professional, top quality city officials in every aspect. Police, fire, extremely professional. And anyone that deals with them usually has that comment to say, are you guys the same way? Very professional, well regarded within the industry. But that doesn't mean that we can't change from what we're doing today, and we have to. Rates, as you know, have been increasing year after year. Service has been declining. Revenues at the city have been dropping, and we simply have to change our ways. But that is not a reflection of the quality of city workers, because we do have excellent city workers. I think of the convention center workers. These guys are hard workers, and obviously there's going to be some changes there. Very unfortunate.
About 80 people there that are going to be shifted around?
No, it's a smaller number. I think around a dozen or so.
Oh, okay. But I don't know where I got the word.
But it still affects them, and you know, it's very unfortunate. But so I don't know with Paul. That would be a good question for Paul, and I couldn't really help you on that one.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Oasis. We're going to talk about Stillwater. We're going to talk about the new mall down on Knighton Road with Patrick Jones, Reddington City Councilman. Join us after these messages.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
Talk psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
This is Free Fire Radio.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It makes us want to shout sometimes. 8:42 in the morning. This
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. We don't want you to forget that $3.50 all month, the flavor of the month is mocha. Mocha chip. And Oreo that? Blast, actually.
Oreo Blast
but
is the one
But it tastes like, you know, a big mocha chip. It's an Oreo Blast, and that's their coffee flavor of the month, $3.50. And I just got this incredible, like, printout of all these great, you know, Shelley just got back from Las Vegas Cigar Convention. And I'm telling you, they were going to have some events coming up, especially over the Big Bike Weekend on October 6th.
There. That's right.
And then in September and in August. So stay tuned, because we're going to be telling you about those cigar events and some of the really good stuff that they've gotten in. For those of you who love that kind of thing,
Freud said it best, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
That's right. You know what? And by the way, I want to remind everybody about the 59th Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue at Lake Redding Park, September 11th. That's this weekend from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
September 11th is not this weekend.
It's September 11th is not this weekend. It's sometime in September. Okay, I'll put this down.
Hello, darling.
Well, I was thinking August. Today, it would have been this weekend.
Years going really by fast, been, but not that fast.
It would have been tomorrow. So I was wrong completely about everything. And so at this point, let's go back to Patrick Coast. So, Patrick, so what kind of, what's going on?
Costco.
Yeah. Okay, we talk about Costco. Now, if Costco's not bought, which is the deal in jeopardy now?
Well, that's really up to Costco. And the deal is still moving forward, essentially. We're still very much interested in the acquisition of the building to retrofit. And this is the first time concerning the police facility that we have a way to buy a building using redevelopment funds. All the times before, when we were talking about building a new freestanding police facility at $30 to $40 million, no one ever talked about where you're going to come up with the money. A bit of a problem. And the reality is today they were going to be taking out a loan with debt service, and that is simply and that would be coming out of the general fund, and that would be unacceptable today. Here we have an opportunity to use redevelopment funds, most likely next year, not this year, because of what's currently happening, to be able to acquire the building and then slowly start to retrofit it so that we could have a police facility, a true justice center, if you will. The mayor is very excited about that, so am I, and we're going to continue to work on that the best that we can, and moving forward. And we're working with Costco to try to get that done, and we'll see where that leads. Obviously, with the state seizing redevelopment funds, it makes it more difficult, but it's not done, not at all. Costco is very willing to work with the city of Reading. They've been good partners to work with. It's important for me as a council member to retain these businesses in our town today. It would be very difficult for us if we start seeing large businesses like Costco leave our city to go outside the city limits to other areas, and so that's important. And that brings us to Oasis, and that's why I've worked hard there to get enough infrastructure improvements, which is the loop on ramp now is complete. If you go out there, you can try that. You'll see the lights and improvements made. And now some development can occur around 300,000 square feet at Oasis Drive and Oasis. And that means possibly Costco can go there. And that'll totally be up to them. And they've got a lot of infrastructure to improve. There'll be much more that Costco has to front if this is going to be successful. And they are working with the city trying to see how that might work out for them and build a much larger facility for their people that that go to Costco. So, you know, there is some good possibilities there. And, you know, unfortunately, on I-5, around the major interchanges, there's a lot of activity, you know, both in the city and in the county around the city of Reading, because it does have great retail potential. And I prefer to work at Oasis because it's really our last large-scale area within the city limits that is undeveloped. And the overpass is the city's responsibility, and so is the infrastructure as well. And we obviously work with the developers, and they have to pay their impact fees and pay those up front. And so we will work with all in order to continue to provide the services and get that infrastructure up to speed. That particular interchange, the work that's being done today, I believe, is the first work that's the serious work that's been done on it since 1965, when the foundation was poured. And it's behind, and there needs to be improvements out there for safety and for traffic issues. And we're working on that now. And eventually there'll be some development out there, and it will be slow over time.
Well, is there, you know, we've got at the same time we're talking about development down on Knighton Road with the new mall that's under attack from Churn Creek Bottom, but the Board of Supervisors for the county voted 5-0 to put one in down there. Can this have any impact on what's going on with us?
Well, it clearly, you know, that is a county issue, and it's not a city issue. However, you know, that project will put impacts to the city of Reading. Churn Creek Road, South Bonneview, will all be impacted, and those impacts need to be mitigated. If those impacts are not mitigated, we'll certainly have some great opposition. So while it's in the county, and we don't like to tell the county what to do, and typically the county doesn't tell us what to do, but when projects affect us, then we certainly have a right to ask how is that going to affect us and what steps are going to be taken to minimize those adverse conditions and those adverse effects. So, you know, we're very aware of that. There's a lot of work to do at Knighton. And infrastructure around I-5 is immense, and you have to have Caltrans approval, and it takes a long time. It's taken a long time to get what we've got at Oasis, and I believe they're a long time coming, or it will be a long time before there's major development at Knighton. Steps have to be taken. Processes have to be followed. Traffic flow must work in the appropriate manner, or you create unsafe conditions. And you also have unaccountable effects to the neighboring cities, and in that particular case would be us, the city of Reading. So I certainly have concerns with it, and we'll see where that goes, and we'll see if they address all those impacts that they are going to put.
I think, you know, a lot of questions have come to us. And by the way, I misspoke when I said us, you know, impact on us, because we're Shasta County, we're North State. We support what's right. I said, you know, for us, not you. We support, Linda and I and Casey and I support what's right for, you know, what's good for our county and our state and all this, you know, the North State up here, well, and the South State too.
And that's important, Carl, because, you know, as a Reading City Council member, I feel the same way, but passionate about Reading.
Well, of course, but that's what you're paid to do. You're not paid to take, I mean, to be a city councilman for Anderson.
Correct.
Anderson's not paid to hear. And the supervisors need to be looking at everybody here, of course, because they're in Shasta County. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, the fact is with all these projections of these stores along I-5 like this, and even though it's going to take years to do that, and right now Reading seems to be getting ready to explode in restaurants and other things going on here. I mean, you know, I'd like to come back and ask you about that. I mean, how much can we take here? And because when we're talking about a lot of money being spent, and, you know, the fact that does the county and the city, even though there is some revenue sharing, I believe, is there going to be a serious effort to do some kind of sharing of revenue from taxes? Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
Time we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Redding. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:55 in the morning on August the 10th. Today we're going to talk in our show. We've talked with Dr. Patricia Hadley on breast matters, breast health. We are now with our Reading City Councilman, one of our five
welcome back to
council
the program.
Members, Patrick Jones. And I'm just trying to get my, you know, I'm just trying to fall into this. And we've got John on the line. John, good morning.
Hey, John.
Hello. John, you're on.
Let's try this.
Okay, how about now, John?
Hey, Carl, good morning again. Listen, Patrick, I have a question for you, and it's a throwback to an issue that has been brought to the City Council on a number of occasions, but is more current now than it's ever been. It's regarding Channel 11 RCAC, which is a total embarrassment to the city, has been in the past, and currently isn't doing anything to make it any better. It's an anachronism. It needs to be replaced by a full high-def online station. To get this off the table, we need an accounting of PEG fees, usage, and inventory of city equipment currently held by RCAC. Can we get this done? Can you ask for an inventory?
Yes.
An accounting of what's going on over there?
Yes, and in fact, this issue has been ongoing for quite some time, and I know you guys and yourself, John, have been working hard on that particular issue. We have hired an audit to be done, if you will, and I think that audit is complete. I have not seen the audit, but clearly I think more work needs to be done there. And you're right, John, that today, more than ever, in an era of transparency, we need to be more transparent. Everything that we do needs to pass public scrutiny test. And I think with this particular issue and the Channel 11 access, it's not. It's just simply not passing the scrutiny of the public. There's too much that's been shrouded in secrecy, too much unknown issues and factors. And it's gotten a lot of people concerned. I know the mayor is concerned about it. I know council is concerned about it to the point that we have had an audit, and certainly more is going to have to be done there. And I don't know what the solution is to still give people access, the correct access to Channel 11, but obviously changes need to occur to make sure that we're as transparent as we possibly can be. And I think what we need is just a new system of operation so that we can accommodate for that and bring everything up so that it passes public scrutiny. So nothing is hidden. All facts and details are known about. And then I think we'll be in good shape. And I know it hasn't happened yet. And I know the wheels of justice move slow. But I know we have not heard the last on this topic, and we will push to eventually get it to a point where it's transparent and open.
All right. Well, we've had some
great. Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, John. We've had some great discussions here, and you know we just have a few minutes left. So, Patrick, I just, you know, you're right smack in the middle of so many, you know, huge. It's not like just talking about the bridge. I mean, there's huge changes, and you're smack in the middle of it. We have a couple minutes left. Has it been rewarding at all?
Yeah, it has. This is my second term. I was first elected in 2006 and finished up my first term in 2010, was reelected, and the work carries on. And there's always important issues in the city of Reading. Some have said, it's a real critical time in the city's history. I think every year is critical for the city's history, and it takes public participation, and it takes the people to get involved. Our community is only as good as the people that come forward and speak to us and push for those things that we feel are important to us here in Reading. Growing up and living here in Reading all my life, I think I have a pretty good handle on the average common person. I listen very carefully at council meetings, and I disagree with staff on many occasions. I still respect staff and the jobs that they do. They're very intelligent, but we do have a lot of work ahead of us.
Okay. Our guest today has been Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones. Tomorrow, we're going to have Blood Source on. They're talking about just what they do, that they need. They're having a blood drive. And we're also going to have Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen on to talk. You'll get an update of what's going on with that, and we'll talk to Peter.
What's next?
We've got the new, with the redistricting, we want to talk about that. We're going to have Senator Lamoff on soon. And everything that touches on us, we try to have here on the show. We've got a bunch of different things going on, too. This is Carl and DeBotton, Free Fire Radio. And just remember, you got to stand your ground. You got to take a stance.